as Todd Blackburn was the baby on Eversman's Bird, a kid fresh out of Florida high school who had not yet even been to Ranger School. He'd need watching. Sergeant Scott Gallantine was older, but also inexperienced here in Mog. He was a replacement, just in from Benning. The burden of responsibility for these young Rangers weighed heavily on Eversman. This time out, they were his. As chalk leader, he was handed headphones when he took his front seat. They were bulky and had a mouthpiece and were connected by a long black cord to a plug on the ceiling. He took his helmet off and settled the phones over his ears. One of the crew chiefs tapped his shoulder. "Matt, be sure you remember to take those off before you leave," he said, pointing to the cord. Then they had stewed on the hot tarmac for what seemed an hour, breathing the pungent diesel fumes and oozing sweat under their body armor and gear, fingering their weapons anxiously, every man figuring this mission would probably be scratched before they got off the ground. That's how it usually went. There were 20 false alarms for every real mission. Back when they'd arrived in Mog 5 weeks earlier, they were so flush with excitement that cheers went up from Blackhawk to Blackhawk every time they boarded the birds. Now, spin-ups like this were routine and usually amounted to nothing. Waiting for the code word for